The history of Haiti may surprise you. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Marlena Dout, associate professor of African Diaspora Studies at the University of Virginia, has more.
On January 1, 1804, the French colony of Saint-Domingue declared itself free from slavery and independent from France. The leader of the revolutionaries, General Jean-Jacques Dessalines, had defeated Napoleon's famous army during what was at the time the largest expedition to ever set sail from France. In the subsequent Declaration of Independence, Dessalines changed the former French colony's name back to its indigenous appellation, Haïti, and announced, "I have avenged America." In the process of establishing a land of liberty in a world of slavery, Haitians were compelled to develop profoundly new ways of thinking about governance. Even though Haiti's first constitution made Dessalines an emperor, it contained a bold anti-colonial clause that barred Haiti's ruler from expanding the boundaries of the new country. Article 36 of Haiti's first constitution states that the emperor will never form any enterprise with the goal of conquest. This article enacted into law the anti-colonial ideals first expressed in the Haitian Declaration of Independence. "Let us guard against the spirit of proselytizing," it reads. "Let us leave in tranquil repose our neighbors, for we are not going to erect ourselves as legislators of the Caribbean." Haiti subsequently became not only the first state to permanently outlaw slavery and to ban imperial rule, but to try to criminalize color prejudice. The first sentence of Article 14 of the Constitution states, "All distinctions of color must necessarily cease." In a 21st century world accustomed to viewing Haiti through the lenses of poverty, dependency, and disaster, it is important to recognize how Haitian independence challenged the contradictions of the Western European Enlightenment, which had pronounced liberty and equality to be only for white men. Haitian independence remains the most significant development in the history of modern democracy, as the theories undergirding it continue to define contemporary political ideas about what it means to be free.
That was Marlena Dout of the University of Virginia. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.